Hey, this is Ken Leinert with the Courier News. We're talking today with Mayor Terry Frank, Anderson County Mayor Terry Frank, a little bit about the COVID-19 pandemic, the county's response, and some of the issues that she sees coming out of this. You've done a good job of keeping everyone kind of abreast of the numbers, the traffic flows. Now that the county health department has started testing, do you foresee maybe a spike in numbers as far as positive results?
Well, you know, I've just been on a daily basis. Of course, I watch, like many people in the community, I watch the state website. You know, it ticks over here at 3 p.m. Eastern, and we'll watch that site. What I started doing myself, because all of those totals are just cumulative. They build every day. So I started tracking just here in Anderson County what our positives and negative tests are on a daily basis. The procedure has been one at the health department, or, you know, if you go to the health clinic, your own primary health clinic, they have essentially triaged you according to a list of questions. And if you were symptomatic, you received a test. This week, this past week, Oak Ridge and the little clinic at Kroger teamed up and did a mass testing. That opened up, and the state health department has also opened up over this past week as well, to where they're no longer triaging according to symptoms. It's basically, you know, anyone and everyone who wants to be tested. And so I don't know, you know, I'm not an expert at health statistics or statistics in general. I would think that just opening it up to anyone who's not symptomatic, you probably wouldn't see as many positive results. But that's just, you know, that's non-scientist me, Ken.
It's anyone's guess. There's so many unknowns with this.
Yes.
Everyone seems to have countywide. You look at our population, 75,000, and I think it was 16 positive cases or 15. And that's very, and unfortunately, we've had one death, but the number of cases have been low compared to our population base.
As of Friday, we had 15 positives. The total pool that was tested was 520. And so if you take those numbers and you look and say, well, what's the percentage of positives that we're getting out of that testing pool? As of Friday, that was 2.88%. And that's relatively, you know, that's what I've been tracking myself, just to say, hey, what's going on in Anderson County? What's going on in our community as people get tested? And on April 4th, that number was 4.69%. And again, this is an area I don't want to get in too deep in the weeds, but I'm not an expert in statistics. And I'm sure, you know, if we were talking to someone who is a pro, you know, they're going to say, well, this is margin of error, or this is, you know, what's background noise, and all of those terms that I'm not really that skilled at using. But I mean, you looked at essentially 4.5%, and then we dropped down. We just continued to drop down from 4.69 down to 4.4, you know, down to 3.2. Now we're at 2.88. So to me, I think it would be, you know, I'm just eyeballing this, Ken. I'd say you're looking at about 3% of the people who are symptomatic testing positive. Now, that's where I'm just going to guess and say, if you're testing a lot of folks that aren't symptomatic, you know, will that number drop a little lower? It might. I mean, I would expect it to. But, you know, at the most, if I were taking a guess at this, I would say 3% it looks to be where we're testing.
Now, even with the lockdowns, with the stay-at-home orders, you know, work does go on. They're still, you know, building the bridge. County government still functions. Tell me about some of the procedures that you've seen that have kind of helped things run smoothly.
Well, I think in the community, I mean, I go out and about to the grocery store, and I've gone to the walking trails that are open in, you know, Oak Ridge and Norris and Clinton. And I think the main thing, Ken, is that people have really paid attention and they're following the rules. I know some people seem to get frustrated that there appear to be crowds in certain places. And, you know, if you're looking at doing a drive-by and you look at the parking lot, it might appear that way. But when you're out on the ground, I think most people are just very conscientious, and they're following the rules, and they're sanitizing, and they're washing their hands. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's the guidance from the CDC that they say is the most effective. So, you know, from a, you know, whether it's, you know, a business that's essential or it's here at the government, everyone has taken a step forward, and, you know, they've made sanitizer readily available. We, you know, here at the courthouse, a lot of the offices have gone to, you know, call first. The clerk and the trustee, they both have drive-throughs, one in Oak Ridge and one here in Clinton by the courthouse. And that's been a great convenience for people, protects both the taxpayer, customer, and, you know, the staff. So everyone has taken steps that are just steps that everybody else across the country are taking. And I think it's been working well.
The senior center has been, even though it's been shut down for people coming in, it's been very active in reaching out to seniors, to making sure they're taken care of, they're fed. Had some great volunteers. I know you and your husband have volunteered. They've done a great job.
Oh, there have been so many people, the churches in the community, individuals. That's one of the things about a crisis that is, you know, the silver lining of a crisis. You do get to see an absolute ton of good. And there are a lot of good folks in this community. And yes, they've been, you know, preparing meals. There are different individuals as well as churches that are showing up, and they deliver those meals to seniors who can't get out and who shouldn't get out. You know, that's the main target population for who's most vulnerable to COVID-19. So, yeah, they've been busy over there, and then they have a call program. They have other programs where they can help assist seniors online or connect them to services over the telephone. And they've just, even though the doors are closed to to gatherings, they're still getting the work done.
Okay, last question, or last, I guess, point to talk about. Governor Lee said he is forming a committee to reboot the economy starting in May. How do you see this happening in Anderson County?
Well, you know, I've been working on this myself, and in fact, I'm at the office here today doing some of that. I foresee, Ken, that we move out of this, you know, it's kind of phased out of it like we phased in. So, you know, I have been for a long time, the emails and the phone calls and the outreach and the messenger on Facebook has been, you know, we need to do this and we need to close this. And now I'm getting, I think we, you know, we're seeing the numbers. We're seeing that Tennessee, of course, we have some hot spots, Davidson County, Sumner County, Williamson County. But I think Tennesseans are seeing that we've done a good job. We think we can still follow the guidelines and still safe distance, you know, maybe restaurants only open with partial capacity. But people are starting to hurt now, Ken. And, you know, we know this pre-COVID that most people can't weather a storm. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, and I'm starting to get a lot of those emails and those phone calls and, you know, the appeals for help, you know, emails, hey, I cut hair, I can't make it any longer, can you please appeal to the governor? We're starting to see a lot of that, Ken, and so hopefully you know, we can be smart about this and still stay smart as a community, but get back open and do it smartly, but get back to work.
Any other subjects you want to pick up on or elaborate on?
Well, just from a county government standpoint, I know you're already starting to see, I think Nashville's talking about a major property tax increase. The budget committee here in Anderson County, as well as myself and the finance director, we're watching all of the revenues very closely. Robbie Holbrook, the interim finance director, is going to make some current as of through Friday, some revenue data available on Monday. The budget process, the comptroller's office has encouraged us to stay on track, get a budget passed. And I know working with the budget committee, Robbie has kind of put those numbers, scaled those revenue numbers back. I don't want to be doom and gloom, Ken, because America is, you know, the most productive work. You know, we have the most productive workers in the world. I do feel positive about getting back to work. But, you know, even with government sending out stimulus dollars and making various programs available, I mean, you've lost a period of productivity, and that's going to have an impact on families. And so I just want folks to know that there are people who are watching that, and I have no intention of, you know, passing any kind of increased costs along to people that are already hurting. But we're going to do what we can to tighten the belt. And we went into this budget process this year, Ken, already asking departments to make some, you know, small cuts before we even moved forward. So we were already positioned in a good place to just pass the budget before this COVID hit. So I think, you know, I think the county will do the responsible thing and make sure that we're in the right place we need to be so that people don't have a greater impact coming out of this.
Mayor,
financial negative impact, I should say.
Mayor, as always, I appreciate your time and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate you and the Courier.
Thank you, ma'am.